Hello and welcome to yet another exciting episode of SL Radio. I am Shane Matsoyane. Baroka FC caused a major upset last season when they beat Giants Orlando Pirates in the Telkom knockout final. But when the season ended, they were in an uncomfortable position. In this week's interview, we speak to Bagaga's team manager, Richard Machabane. Please sit back and enjoy the interview.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And on the line right now, we are joined by Ubud Richard Machabane. Ubud Richard, hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello, my brother. Thanks for having me on the Sokala Duma Radio. And afternoon to the listeners.
I mean, not a season to be proud of in terms of the team's position on the log, but all of that came at a 4.25 million price and a Telkom knockout trophy.
Yeah, my brother, it was not being a good season for us. I can say managed to win Telkom, but remember, after winning Telkom, we started getting big-headed and then forgetting about the league and then focusing more on Telkom trophy. So it affects us so much. And then the other thing is that you can't blame them much because of, if you check, we don't have those experienced players that can play in the PSL. What I'm saying is that we had like Taiso Semenya, Letadi Maduanya, those were the ex-PSL players. Most of our players from NFT, ABC, and MTC League, you understand? So, you know, definitely what it will come into their mind if you want Telkom. Beating Pirates, beating Sundowns and Feds, then you start thinking like, yeah, we have arrived, but you're forgetting about the league. Then comes to the league, it was very tough, man. I don't want to lie. You know, if you see the teams like Maritzburg City where they were at the moment with the quality players that they had, you can tell that PSL is not a child's play, my man. You really need experienced players. You really need soldiers, people that they understand the standard of PSL.
And we're going to come back to that one of needing soldiers, I mean, for the PSL. But we might look at all the fact that this Baroka team almost got relegated last season. I mean, they weren't that convincing and all that. But when one looks at the upcoming AFCON tournament, Baroka has four players who will be going to the tournament this year. How does it make you feel as a club?
No, we're very happy to achieve that, you know, like having Chipezeze and Chigendere, the other side in Namibia, we have Junior, and then we had our boy on the side, Eddie Dickens, you know, presenting their country, and more especially from the lower team like Baroka, where we were not doing well. That is encouraging us, and it's one of the factors that makes us to want to see more players to present us in the incoming season in their national teams. We went all out to AFCON to sign those players that we signed, you understand? So it's one of the things that we want to sustain our status in the PSL. This season we want to see ourselves in the top 8. We've been struggling for the past 3 seasons since we are in the PSL, and then that means that there's something wrong that we didn't do right, you understand? And this time it's high time whereby we say, guys, let's go in and change the system that we've been using all along. That's why we kept our coach, because if you remember very well, when Miranda comes to South Africa to coach Baroka, it was his first time as a coach, except playing for Kaizer Chiefs. And then when he comes to side, he found us signing the players for him. He never signed any player, and then it was going to be unfair for the team and then the management to say, no, Miranda has failed the team because of it, us who failed him, you understand? So, like, this season is the one who has a hand on the players that he wants. We gave him that opportunity to identify the players that he needs in the PSL or in other countries, you understand? So what he signed then, that means we can say, no, man, you know, they said you want these players, but look what they're giving us. But it's not what we want, actually. We just need to support him and then take the team to a higher position on the log. But our target now is us for being in top 8. We don't want to put a lot of pressure in the players. And then we even the players that maybe we might lose, we might release, we don't want to release more than 10 players like we used to do, you know. Those are the things that were being affecting us a lot, man, being honest. Because of every season, you release like 15, 20 players, 15, 10, you know. Like, you'll never have your consistent. You'll never have your core of the team, you understand, because of you changing, chomping players. And then that's where we went wrong the past three seasons.
But you know, it's not every day that a top official from a team comes on radio and admits that the coach might have made the mistakes, but we also failed the coach. It's not every day, and we really appreciate that from you. But how are you guys planning to correct all the wrongs that you did this season?
Yeah, my man, as I'm saying, you know, like, the thing is, we as people, we always want to blame somebody and then forgetting about us, what things, wrong things we've been doing.
Indeed.
You understand? Yeah. And then if you check, our chairman is a very supportive man. He's a very understanding person. You understand? I don't want to mention names in this, but we in the departure of our CEO, chairman came into his sense and said, no, you know what, our chairman, our CEO left, then I'm going to take responsibility for the team. And then you can see there's a lot of changes after taking that responsibility for the team. You understand? As I'm saying, I'm giving you one example that we've been firing players season in, season out. You understand? Losing the best players. Now what he did, he said, no, I'm going to release one to the players and then add maybe four or five experienced players, which each and every team does that. You understand? Sure. So for us to say, no, every time it's coach, it's coach, it's coach. Coach comes in and didn't sign any player. He has to work with the players that he doesn't know. You understand? So those are the part of the things that we've learned from that. I said, oh, let's, as management, let's let the coach and his technical to the job. Our job is to support them. You understand? Where they said, no, we need a left back. And then we said, okay, go look for the left back that you want. Then financially, we need to support them because of, obviously, we want the team to be in a higher position. We cannot afford to go for the playoffs. They have calculator in the last 2-3 games. You understand? It's not nice wishing the other team to beat this one. You know, it was not a good emotion. If you check the last game when we play against Maritzburg, how it was very tough. I mean, Maritzburg is quality players than us, and we had to get a draw. And now after the game, we couldn't even celebrate. We had to check if Black Leopard has won. First they start the other side, you know, then it's not a good thing. Then now we have to change the table around. We need to give coach and his technical a support, and then we need to stay away and let them do their job, because we employ them to do their job. You understand?
Yeah. And when you know, it also didn't end there. I mean, you guys have also added another two international stars in Ucherad Piri Jr. and Richard Mbulu. Looks like the club is cooking something there, Buti, for the upcoming season, eh?
Yeah, we did sign Gerald Piri, we did sign Mbulu, we did sign Kampala, we did sign Mezo from Tekis. You know, we signed like five players at the moment, you understand? And those are the players that they're really hungry. You know, as I'm saying, if you need a good team, you need to have quality players, you understand? I'll give an example with Sundowns, you understand? If you look at the depth of Sundowns, people, they can criticize the players that are there and say, Pito is signing a lot of players, Pito is doing this. But look at the games that they've been playing. They play 50-something games, and then the players, they've got a core of his team, you understand? You need a competition in the team, that as long as it can be a healthy competition, you understand? Of course, you want the team to succeed, the team to be in a PSL. PSL is one of the toughest league in Africa, you understand? Yeah, you can be good in wherever you are, in Botswana, in Namibia. You come to South Africa, then become something else. But we need quality players that can fight for the team, that they will have love for the team. You understand? So you look at Mbuli, what he was doing at Malawi, he did very well. You look at Piri, what he was doing, and Mbuli in Mozambique, Piri in Malawi.
Sure.
We can see those are the quality players. You understand? And we cannot say we want more than 10 players. We still have the players that can still push. Mm. You understand that the Tanzania, they're still here. The IT Kens is still with us. Maviva is still with us. We have that, the Saudis. Those are the young players that we need to groom them. We need to take them somewhere. You understand?
Yeah. And so, besides the two signings that you have already confirmed just now, are there any more signings that Baroka fans can expect ahead of the new season?
Yeah, there's two players that we will be looking them at on Thursday. From Thursday, we're giving them 2 weeks. Then we'll see how they are, and then we'll take it from there. But definitely, we don't want to sign a lot of players that they will come to the team and they're not going to give us anything. It players that they will come in and fight for the position. For the position, we close with the foreigners. We have enough foreigners. Sure. We're not going to sign any foreigners. The player that will be signing, it should be the player from South Africa, and it should be a player that can give us something. It's not like we're not going to sign each and every any player that comes to the team for the sake of name, you understand, for the sake of, you know, we made a lot of mistakes on that as well. We signed players because of names. We didn't sign players because of what they can give the team.
Yeah. Okay, and also your star player Umduduzi Mdantsane, you mentioned him earlier. He was one of the high performance performers of this past season. Yena, is he staying?
Yeah, he's staying, my man. We do have offers which I cannot mention at the moment, but sure, we do have offers. Yeah, you understand. And but the coach said, look, you know, one thing that made most teams make mistakes, and the players as well start making mistakes, is that if the big team comes, like Sundowns, Chiefs, Pirates, you know, those big teams, they put an offer and say, we want this boy. They forget about one thing. We have to look at Sundowns, which position am I going to compete with Kompo Kekana, Tiani Mawunda. At the bench, they have Andile Jali. Am I going, you know, those kind of things. As a player, you need to look at that. But our coach also speak to them about that. He said, boy, look, your quality, you're doing well for Baroka. You still have a one-year contract. Give your best always for that one-way contract. And then if the team is still looking for you, they will come even next season. You understand? Because now you're going to go to the team. And then, you know, sometimes the thing, I mean, being honest, because I'm in the industry, you find that the chairman is the one that wants you, not the coach. Mm. You understand? And then the coach doesn't want you. It's the chairman who wants you. You sign by the chairman. You don't sign by the coach. So you think you're going to play? No. Rather than if the coach comes and say, I want this ball for my team, it's better that way, because you know that coach wants you, then that means you have to fight for the position to play. You understand? Mm. So from Tanzania, he's still with the team. He's not going anywhere.
Wow. Budam, now we've done talking about the players. You know, tell us though, when I put Richard, I mean, players come and go, as just you just alluded. They easily get replaced and life goes on. But is it the same as when a member of the club management leaves? How did the resignation of former CEO Mr. Omogen Mamila affect the club?
Remember, it did, you know, it did somewhere affect the club, you understand, because he left the not in a good situation. The team was not doing well. And if you remember very well, he left after we played against Black Leopard, that loss. Sure. Then he left, and the next day we lost 2-1 against Black Leopard. Then the next day he gave a resignation letter. You understand? Mm-hmm. Obviously, what comes to the player's mind, as management, you know, team is not doing well. He left. Maybe we thought like maybe he's running away from this. You understand? Mm-hmm. So those kind of things. Then, but Morgan was a good man. He knows how to run the team. You know, we wishing him all the best in his future. You know, hopefully he can get a team that he can work with. You understand? It's life. It goes on. You understand? It's like coaches. It's like players. Like any other sport, people come and go. You understand? But it did affect us. It did affect us.
Wow. Baroka Football Club team manager, that is Richard Machabane. Budwam, thank you so much for your time and good luck ahead of the new season of the 2019-20 season.
No, thanks, my man. Thanks so much. And thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk to the listeners, my man.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.